At approximately 11:52 p.m. on June the 5th, a male student reported to the University Police Department that he had been assaulted near the Halbooty building on campus. The victim told police that he was walking near the building, talking on his cell phone when he was struck from behind. When he looked up, he saw two individuals around him. He began to yell and scream at the individuals. It startled them, and the suspects ran in different directions. The victim did get up and tried to pursue after one of the suspects, and in the process alerted a witness who was in the area who actually helped pursue the suspect as well through a couple of parking areas until they lost sight of the subject. They were able to provide us with a description of one of the subjects. He was described as a black male, 20 to 28 years of age, 5'7", medium build, clean shaven, wearing a white T-shirt and maroon Texas A&M shorts. We did not get a detailed description on the second suspect other than he was just a black male. So UPD officers, when they responded, they canvassed the area looking for the subject as well as a suspicious vehicle that the victims had reported seeing in and around the area shortly after this occurred. After a thorough search, they weren't able to locate any of the subjects or the vehicle, and the victim didn't receive any serious injuries in this assault.
Nor was anything taken from the victim?
No items were taken from the victim during this assault.
This taking place on a Thursday night just before midnight. Just some general reminders for those who are out and about on campus late in the evening.
We encourage our students on campus late evening, night hours. If they can, walk in groups, go with a friend. It's always better to have safety in numbers. We encourage people when they're walking, if they are by themselves, to pay attention to their surroundings. If they're on their cell phone, be mindful of what's around them as well by looking behind them, to the sides, in different areas as they approach up to buildings or areas where you have a change in landscape or lighting. We also encourage individuals that if they do see any kind of suspicious activity to report that immediately to the police. In this case, the victims, they reported this incident to the police immediately, which allowed us to obtain some detailed information and as well as send out a crime alert to the campus community alerting them to this offense.
Also, a shout out to the witness. Some of the things you just said about being aware of your surroundings, that certainly applies as being a witness as well.
It does. It does. This is something that, you know, the witness was kind of, you know, outside taking a break outside of one of the buildings when the suspect ran by him, and the victim was able to tell the witness what had taken place, and he stepped in and worked actually to follow the individual through some parking lots and help provide a description to us as well of the suspect.